This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Time for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff has his pick, I have mine. We pick our blogs of the week every week from a growing list of blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget. You can get the widget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support, scroll down to the bottom, you'll find the widget there and instructions on how to put it at your blog. When you've done so, just send us an email. Let us know that the blog is there and that you have the widget. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and who knows, one of these weeks, Jeff or I might pick it as blog of the week. What's your pick, Jeff?
By the way, we haven't given the blog award badges out in several weeks. I will try to get to that this weekend.
I did. Between Jeff and I, we wanted to give the blog award badges dutifully every week to each one of the winners of Issues Etc. blog of the week. But between me and him, we kind of let the ball drop
a little bit.
It's my fault, too. I didn't do the badges.
No, it's my fault. Okay. If you say so. My pick for blog
idea.
Of the week.
It's Craig's fault.
I was going to say sugar and cream, but I'm not going there. Because I said I wouldn't call them sugar and cream.
You just did.
From now on, I will take the mantle sugar and cream.
Well, I was going to say that you're sugar and he's cream.
Oh, that's not bad.
But I couldn't figure out which one I wanted to be sugar, so I just threw it all on him.
I'm certainly not sugar. I don't know about cream either. Blog of the week, The Rebellious Pastor's Wife by Laura Horn. It's a blog post. It's just titled Holy Communion Quote. It's from her husband, Pastor Jeffrey Horn. Quote, Lutherans don't get into transubstantiation or consubstantiation or how can the finite hold on to the infinite. We don't worry about any of that. How do we know Jesus' body and blood are really there in the bread and wine? Because he said so. If I'm in Sunday school teaching the children why the body and blood are really there, I would tell them, because Jesus said so. If I go to Lutheran seminary and the great doctors of our faith are discussing the same thing, the answer is still simply, because he said so. My pick for blog of the week, The Rebellious Pastor's Wife.
Very good. My pick this week comes from a regular guest here on the program, Dr. Richard Stuckwish. He has a tremendous blog. We probably should talk about it more often than we do. His blog is called Thinking Out Loud. He is, I think, one of the most gifted thinkers and writers in our circles nowadays. But he has, and he usually writes at length, I will say. Brevity is not necessarily the soul of his writing, but he has written briefly. I shouldn't call it blog of the week. It should be blog of a couple weeks ago, but who cares? A blog post called Between Perfect and Worthless. And he writes this very briefly. There's a lot of ground between perfect and worthless. Do not suppose that you have yet attained to either end of that great expanse. There is but one who is perfect. Yes, only one. Yet there is no one who is worthless. No, not even one. For the perfect one has given himself for all, and that is worth quite a lot. You, yes, you are precious, and the great price to that perfect one who has redeemed you, purchased you, won you, not with perishable gold or silver, nor with stocks and bonds, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. I just thought that was a good pastoral thought going into the weekend. Between Perfect and Worthless from the blog Thinking Out Loud, we'll have a post to both my pick and Jeff's pick at our website under the Listen on Demand page tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, it's hour 2 of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, August the 20th. Jennifer Oback Morse will be with us for the first part of that second hour. Emily's List, a pro-choice, I just call it a feminist group, has an ad campaign called Sarah Doesn't Speak for Me, with reference to Sarah Palin, women dressed up as grizzly bears, saying the many and various ways that Sarah Palin doesn't speak for them. We'll see what Dr. Jennifer Oback Morse has to say about that. Dr. Andrew Steinman will join us to remember Samuel of the Old Testament. And then, as usual for Friday, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in about 45 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.